ามิตัตติยังปิสังฆังสรณังกัจฉามิปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิอาทินาทานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิกามิสุมิจฉาจาราเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิมุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิสุราเมรัยมัจจาปมาทฐานะเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิเอวิโอดูดะปุจจาออฟริงปฏิปปุจจากันนาสารปฏิเตนะดิเปนะตามดังสินะติโลกะดิปังสัมบุดังปูเจียมิตามโนดากันนาสัมบารยุตเตนะดุเปนะหังสุกังหินะปูจาเยปูจานิยังตังปูจาบาจานามุตตมังวันนากันดาโกนเปตังเอตังกสุมาสันทถินปูจายามิมุนินดาสสิริปาดสรุรุเหปูเจมิบดังกสุมเณนะเนนะปุณเณนะมตานะสะโหตุโมคังปูปังมิลายติยัตตาอิดังเมกายโยตตังยัตติวินาสบาวังอธิวาเสตุโนบันเตปานิยังปริกปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปฏิกังโหตุมุตตมังเขตันตุเพช18นะ We will invoke the aspiration based on the significance of all the offering that we have made. Offering of light, significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and condition to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and dulls off the fire of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and outstanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity, and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the importance and permanence of the body, so that we will diligently and sincerely on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Okay, we will make the overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transference of merits. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception,
especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect to Triple Gem. Then we'll end the pre-puja. Buddhang pujami. Dhammang pujami. Sanghang pujami. Okay. Miss Ku, you got the chanting book or not? You haven't. You don't have. I give you one copy. Or you have at home. Okay. Then never mind. This one you just use it first. After that you return. This one is the official Tuesday class copy. There's a Maikayanamita chop on the first page, I think. Okay, we will start our meditation. We can off the light. Yes. It's okay. Here one I will off. You all just sit. Just relax body and mind. The last one. The last switch. Okay. Okay. Just relax body and mind. Then silent everything. If your mind already trained, then you don't have to train. You can straight away go into the meditation. You can just silent everything and relax. Then just using the silent mind, observe everything that is going on without any reaction. Just like J. Krishnamurti defined what awareness is. The awareness is the silent, choiceless observation of what is, or the reality. That is what you must do to develop the clear understanding. Silent means no chattering, no activity of mind, no loss in thought, nothing. But to reach that state, you have to develop the training of the mind. Until your sati is very stable, until your mental spiritual faculty are very, very stable. Otherwise, initially, it tends to have thought, but it's okay. So if you need to train, you train. Then you go to the object of meditation. You maintain relaxed body and mind. Then allow this anapanasati, if you are using it to train the mind, to stabilize the mindfulness, then you go back to anapanasati. Just be mindful of the in and out breath. Then you silence everything. If you got other object of meditation, it's up to you. You can also stay with the object of meditation. The key to the meditation is to relax into every stage of mind that arises. Whatever state that arises, you have to relax into it. Whether it stands, any tightness, any tension, or any stress within, you just relax it. Then if there is any build-up of energy, concentration, reaching piti, sukha, or absorption or concentration, you just relax into it. Allow it to be. Then let the mind slow down on its own. Let the thinking slow down on its own. Then let it stabilize. So the silent, choiceless observation of the reality is very important. You don't stir your mind. You don't react to anything. You just silent. Silently relax and aware to observe the truth and the reality. Then you will understand. Then that mind will stabilize into the meditative state or paucity or the silent mind with clear awareness within. And this mind can understand a lot of things. Then it will witness the arising and passing away of all mental activity. Then you will also witness what the Buddha taught, the dependent origination, then you can also actually witness the Four Noble Truths arising and passing away. Then you can also see the Three Evil Roots when your mind has delusion, how it conditions you to have the egoic mind to grasp, to cling, to hold. Then your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, your reactive mind, you start to see them. Then you start to develop clear understanding of what the form and mind is all about. That's what meditation is all about. When you are doing the meditation, don't try to know, just silent. Later on, when you come out of it, you can reflect and contemplate on what is happening. You can relax body and mind. If body and mind in perfect harmony, then the mind will settle down. When the body is relaxed, the mind also will be relaxed. So body and mind, they are very closely related. So if there is any tension or any stress caused by your mental problem, like things that are still disturbing you, bothering you, that's why everything that disturbs you and bothers you, you hold on to it through your thought, through your memory. This is what Mahayana call accumulation. So when it's accumulated, it's deposited in your brain. Then when you try to meditate, thought is respond to memory. That's why this thought come about. That's why they become heedless. They have a lot of thinking going on. Then they have this what they call habitual tendency to do all these things. So the mental hindrance continue to arise. So people who don't have the spiritual faculty, who are heedless most of the time throughout the day, they cannot meditate. Very difficult. That's why every time they meditate, they have to develop this deconditioning of the heedless thinking. Then after that, they have to either focus or control the mind, to center it, to make it peaceful. But for us who have the understanding, we only develop the spiritual faculty, then the mental hindrance will cease. But this has to be done throughout the day. If throughout the day you hit full, then when it comes to meditation, it's very simple. The moment you sit, you already silent and still. That's why no need to train. And then the meditation will go on its own. Then that form of mind, whatever it does, the silent mind will be able to understand. Then from there, all of the Buddha Dharma will arise. And you will develop the understanding. So meditation is just to silent and develop the understanding of what is going on within this form of mind. And you will start to witness the characteristics of all the aggregates of mind. Then you will start to understand why the Buddha said mind is a forerunner of all things. When mind arises, everything comes to be. When mind ceases, everything ceases to be. That's why when you are able to train your mind until it's very quiet, very peaceful, very still, that is what meditation is all about. Then you start to experience the silent mind, the tranquil, still mind, positive. Then you go into silence, you go into stillness, then you go into what they call non-abiding. The mind has got no dwelling, then it can just stay there without a center. But because the consciousness is still within your form, whatever that arises within the sense basis, this awareness will pick it up. That's why upon contact, many things happen. Not only feeling arise. In fact, the whole consciousness together with content arise. The seven universes, they are all there. It's whether you are silent enough to understand, to observe, to see all this. If you don't have mindfulness, very difficult. So our whole training here is to just train the mind to be aware, to be quiet, to be peaceful, to be silent. We are relaxing into it. The more relaxed you are, the deeper you will go into your meditation. just silent. Don't try to know anything. When you are silent enough, the understanding will come to you. The phenomena will tell you the story. Your silent mind will detect all the arising and passing away of all mental aggregates and phenomena. That is what meditation is all about. Then all of the Dhamma will become clear. Okay, now I will allow you all to develop your meditation. Then I will ring the bell later, in about maybe 20 minutes time. Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those that are now slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. So now we will invoke the invitation of the devas. Turn to page 6 of the chanting book. Invocation to the devas. In the universe in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the king of sage, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. I will chant the Pali. Then after that, together we continue with the Vandana to pay homage to the Triple Gem by chanting the salutation. Samanta Chakavalesu Atragancantu Devata Satamang Munin Rajasa Sunantu Saka Mokkalang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Bandata Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Bandata Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Bandata Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavido Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati Swakato bhagavata dhammo Sandittiko akaliko Ehi pasiko opanayiko Pachatang veditatbu vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato savakasango Ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasango Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasango Samichi patipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Yadidang chattari purisa yokani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato savaka sangho Ahuneyo pahuneyo Dakineyo anjali karaneyo Anutarang punyang ketang lokasati Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha. And we'll start. I I think somebody off the line outside just now. Never mind, I will on it. You ought to know the switch. Okay, today is actually first moon, first day of the December Chinese calendar. I was told it was a auspicious day, a special day. Who was the one who texted me and said it was a special day? Chao Yat. No, today is Chao Yat. The end of winter. End of winter, beginning of spring. But in the calendar, it's written as a very auspicious day. They say this is the day where midday. Is it the day where the egg can stand on this? Not that one. Don't watch. Look, Taja called me. My wife told me something. Hey, use the mic lah. Use the mic. No lah. Share it. Because people cannot understand. Look, our Kong level never mind. What I say. Yeah, just share it that way. Push it out.
According to Chinese calendar, there's 24 sec. 24节. Today is the last 24th one. Da Han.
Oh.
Da is the big. Han is the cool. Da Han.
Oh, means the winter beginning of. Oh, 最冷的时候. Oh, the coldest day of winter. 大寒哦. Oh, 寒 is cold. 大寒, 不是大寒啊. 不是大寒啊. Oh, 寒山的寒. Oh. So I was told it was quite an auspicious day. So that's why they bought some of the fruits and the garland and all those things. So anyway. Yeah, like you say, every day is auspicious day. When your parami very good, every day is auspicious day. When your parami no good, every day also dangerous day. That's why you must take care of your nature, your parami. If you don't take care of karma, your life can be pretty miserable, even on an auspicious day. You look at what happened in Kelantan, all those states that got flooded. This time was very, very bad. Very, very bad. So pitiful. But at least we did our part. We donate to Subang Jaya Buddhist Association. And they went and helped that two school in Kolakrai. Where is Kolakrai? Where is this place? Is it in Kelantan? Oh, Pahang. Oh, yeah, Tomolo there, I think. That site also badly flooded. So they say these are what they call nature's sign of calamity. Because I don't know what happened. 2014, wow, Malaysia really hit Kau Kau. Three plane missing. Then flood. Then petrol price, rock bottom. That's why today I cannot understand his speech. Let's divert a bit. I cannot understand his speech. I was in the office. Then they suddenly on the channel to TV one or to the PM speech. Then I say, eh, how come from CNBC suddenly become this one? Then I remember he's supposed to like table the revised budget. Mm. But like I explained to Yun Chan just now, I said, I cannot understand. Accountant also cannot understand. He highlighted two things very correct. He said, people want to know because of the changing landscape of the world commodity prices. He only interested in petroleum price. Then after that, he said, because of that, they scared the budget is really in trouble. So he need to address that, he said. Then the second thing is that our currency also going to attack. He didn't say it's a sign of bad things happening. He said, no, our economy is okay. I just want to preempt the thing to let the people know that we are still okay. And you know how he answered. Like, ayo, I tell you what, I will get a shock of my life. He said, there is a misconception about oil price dropping, is it? They think it's bad for the country, is it? He said, but we are net importer of oil. Therefore, we benefited, he said. But that also cannot. He said, we were net exporter of gas, but net importer of oil. No, that statement is true, but he didn't tell the whole thing. He concealed a lot of very important facts. You see, what we did was, like we used to know, our oil are higher grade. We sell our good grade oil. Then we import lower grade oil. Okay, so we say now the petrol price drop. We sell cheap, we buy cheap. Because we net importer, we actually technically gain 1.2 billion. He said, because we import more. But he didn't tell people the full picture. Well, the full picture is under the budget. Last time oil price $100, he subsidized a lot. No, so he took back the money through what? Excise duty. Your whatever duty, a lot of those duty, tax, all those things. Those are not supposed to be taxed. They say they need it because the government is subsidizing a lot. So when the oil price drop, you know what is the effect or not? All this money is supposed to collect from us for the budget. Now the money is gone. No? He has to subsidize back to the rakyat by cutting petrol price. Last month, he already cut 35 cents. So this month onward, the 35 cents translate to a few billion, I think. So that money, it was in the tax. But now that money gone. He didn't tell you that money is missing. Then the worst is when oil price drop, we buy cheap, we sell cheap. But because Petrona sell cheap, he cannot pay the same type of tax that he used to pay. So there again, the money gone. So these two, he's going to be deficit by a lot. But he said no. He said it's going to be very minor. Then he said what? We cut expenditure. He go and shell the national service. Save 400 million. Wow, this is going on. Just this year, he said, no, but the trouble is, he shell 400. He said because of the flood, he go and allocate an initial allocation of 800 to 900 million to repair the infrastructure. Some more, he said, is the initial budget. Wow, everywhere also. Then he said, through all this, he anticipate the export will grow. We our ringgit gonna attack. So he said, our export will do well. So all this will balance back and lead to a 1% reduce in growth, is it? From 5 to 6, now revised to 4 to 5. Ayo, I tell you, that missing money never explained. Then regarding foreign exchange loss, you know what his mitigation measure was, I tell you, you will laugh. He said we're going to instruct all the GLC, the government agency, all to buy local. Don't buy what they call overseas goods. So the money won't drain out. That guy never tell the full picture. No? The actual problem is because they know your budget is haywire. Your currency is going to cannot attack. So the foreigner who already came in with a lot of money early on, they put in our bond. Actually, 40-50% of our bond were all owned by them. So last few months, they have been actually pulling out. Every day, 300-400 million in the market like that, pull out. That is only stock market. They have liquidated some of the bond also. So that's why you saw our reserve suddenly drop so many billion. Outflow, never before such serious outflow. He didn't even say a single sentence on that. Then the one MDB problem also, he didn't even mention. And he didn't even mention shelving all those projects and all those things. He said we got to maintain growth. And he think all kampung folk can understand. He still, I don't think he doesn't understand. He understand, but he think people are, no, he think people are really like kampung folk. can actually lie, tell this type of story and get out of it. I don't know, I don't understand. Anyway, we see how it goes. Because the sign is pretty clear, you don't do anything, they are continuing to take the money out. And we are going to have big problem. Not only that, what he should do is the excesses, you have to chop already, although not necessary. There's one of the opposition, I don't know true or not, you all can confirm. They say, first thing he must do is sell his private plane. That one won't affect anybody. Then all the one MDB that take back and convert to ringgit, bring them back. No, go to a place which is not even under a ministry, I was told. There was no ministry there. But 7 billion were allocated. National service. So, this is Dhamma. You can see happening in society. So Malaysia is quite unique. That's why Malaysia always bully. So we get to enjoy some of this. But no matter what happened, I think Malaysia is still very blessed. We still got a lot of what they call buffer. Our natural resource can tahan them to do all this. Otherwise we were bankrupt long ago, like Singapore. No natural resource, nothing, and then you spend like that, I tell you. So this hopefully can bring about some maybe clear thinking later on. Because if they don't do anything, the effect will come out. They are now hoping what now? Oil price recover. So he said his revised budget is based on the assumption what now? Oil price will average $55 US. Now it's 40. That's why he is still very optimistic. I tell you. And earlier on under this, what they call, what is that guy? The president of the United States. The one, peace one. No, talk about peace one, that guy. Clinton, make love and not war. You know, oil price dropped to how much? $10 a barrel. Well, he make love and make peace and not war. Everywhere he go, make peace with everybody. Then the oil price dropped to $10. Well, he the one war. No war means no panic, no crisis. Then oil price keep on dropping. That's why the oil price all artificial one. They want it to go up, they go and create war. That's why last time it went up to 100. And when it was 100 something, it was ridiculous. Because the cost of production is very low. Like Saudi, the oil is only $10 per barrel. their course. We are all inland. Then like now US, they go for the shield oil in the inland. Also very low their cost. It's only the initial capital cost. Cost them about 40, what they call US dollar a barrel. It varies from 40 to don't know what. But after that, because there is no maintenance or whatever, not like in the oil rig, subject to a lot of wear and tear. These are on land one. After you sink it, the pumping cost is very cheap one. It's just like you pump water. One barrel is only maybe less than $1 US or $2 US. So because of that, actually, the oil price has been artificially inflated. It's just like supply and demand. If you got real supply and demand, you cannot charge people so expensive at all. But they all gang up and create crisis and speculate and push out. Then everybody paying through their nose. So now they realize the cost is so low, so a lot of people who went upstream and did all the exploration, now they got too much oil. And the worst is Iraq there, the IS, they go and fight and get the oil field free. So they are selling at $4 US below market price. $4 below market, that's why the oil price keep on dropping. Because this one is free oil. they take over the oil field and they just sell. Every dollar they sell is money. So they don't care, they just sell. Whoever want to buy. So USA sanction here, sanction there, but cheaper by $4. Everybody know how to buy. So because of that, you see the oil price is going to drop. Going to drop quite bad. It will drop some. I think it will stay at about 30 something to $40 for a while. He won't revise one, I tell you. Because to him, he need money. He say either way he die. No economic growth, he also die. People will suffer. With economic growth, he spend until the budget is very, very severely hit. So, big dilemma for him, actually. Because earlier on, when you have all the reserve and the surplus, you don't plan. You're supposed to keep the reserve plan and during crisis, use that reserve, like what Singapore did. During the currency crisis, their reserve was so much. They used their reserve to implement all the MRT extension, everything. We all, crisis time, don't know where to cut. After cut, also still deficit. And the deficit is pretty bad now. Instead of 3 projected, they say it's going to 8 now. Then someone else went, if it's 8, he every year also supplementary budget. he never go by his budget. He budget like that. End of the year, he asks for supplementary or additional. So his figure all you cannot take and believe. So this year, I don't know whether he dare to go supplementary or not. Without supplementary, already cost overrun. So this year is very interesting to see how he managed the economy. People who understand shake their head. Just now my office, everybody shake their head. Wow, Prime Minister really like David Copperfield. Okay, we come back to Dhamma. So okay, anybody wants to report their meditation or ask any question? Last Tuesday, Hui Rong not around. They were looking for you. Everybody looked down. So now Hui Rong is back. Very good. Sadhu, share. Yeah, you can share. Very good. Your trip to Amisan with your daughter. Yeah.
哇，其实去了，我觉得我是。
Yeah.
我从来没有觉得我是这么幸运的人。
哇，沙杜，很好哦，很好。因为哦，幸运到你都觉得不敢相信。对，哦，沙杜，从。That's what will happen.
从我下飞机，然后我就因为他盖了一条，上个月盖了一条高铁，直接到北山脚。 然后我坐那条高铁，然后到山下、
哦、
然后我本来应该走出路，结果又有人告诉我，哦，你应该去那里坐那个车，哦，我就去坐那个车、
哦、杀掉，
然后甚至到了山脚那边、
哦、
然后我正在烦恼说我抬了那么多行李，万年寺有很多
阶梯、啊、对，
然后就突然有一个人跑出来说，他其实是一个怎么讲，就是那边当地的的人呐、
啊，啊，对，
要是我以前的个性哈、
啊，
我最讨厌这种人，
对。
可是我那时候就觉得，好 啊，你要帮我抬行李 ，OK。然后他也不是他就找了一个人来帮我，
啊、
帮我了哈、然后很神奇哦，这个人其实，照理说他会叫我住外面的民宿
啊，对、
嗯，然后他。我其实是他第一个遇到说要住万年寺里面的人
哦，啥都
他马上说我知道那个负责师傅的电话，
哇，好啊，
他马上他说到了那边我马上打电话给师傅
联系他、啊、
对，然后总而言之他其实是在那边长大的
哦，啥都，
然后他甚至还跟我说他家在哪里什么什么，
哦、
那可能他第一次遇到不是住外面，而是住里面。
对。
然后总而言之，他带我去见了那个师傅，因为其实这个我都没有 plan 过。
对。
那他带我去见了师傅，然后我师傅告诉我只有两种，一个是20块一个人，一个是800块一间房。
哦 ，OK。
啊，我说啊，差这么多。然后师傅说你自己去看吧。然后回来我就说我要住20块一个人，师傅就笑一笑，然后说你确定吗？他说你再去看一次，然后再去看一次，我还是要住20块一个人，因为那个一间房800块人民币，我觉得
太贵了。
然后我回来，师傅还是笑一笑，他说。你想想看，可是那时候我也不知道为什么，我就说 OK， 我当作是 donation，我住800块一晚，我住2晚，然后师傅就说好，那就算600块，他就说还好你决定要住600块，因为如果你住那个20块，你一定是在生病，
哦 ，OK，
你一定会生病，因为。那边就像冰箱一样，
哎呀 ，very cold 啊 ，very cold。
然后，因为其实万年寺到了晚上是绝对没有外面
的人，很冷，
而且是没有人的，
对，
然后也不会有人问你到底怎么了，
对。
师傅就跟我说，如果你住20块那个，他就烦恼了，
啊，对，
他就准备我跟我女儿是要生病的，
是吧？
因为他说那是夏天住的地方，
呀。
然后总而言之，那一个带我上去的，他甚至还安慰我说，他其实也不知道那么贵
啊、
因为他也没有带人上去住过。
对。
然后他后来，他反正在那边弄很久之后，然后他就告诉我说，他就问我说，为什么你一定要住庙里面？我就是跟他说。我想要做早课，
对，
我想要参加他们的早课。
他说
哇、哦，难怪你会住里面，因为全部的门是关着的。然后他就很高兴的告诉我说，只有一道小门是开的，而意思就是说，做早课其实只是他们的出家人而已。
对，出家人。
然后他们的大门是全部关着，甚至你住在里面，你不会找到。在哪里做早课、
啊、对，
然后他就带我去，真的就是一道你不会发现的小门，然后他就很得意的带我去，然后告诉我，哎，你早上要怎样，
哦，
那个好像就是
贵人，
对，那你会觉得说怎么会有一个这样子的人，
是的，
而且他完全
不
像我心目中的中国人，
对。讲的人啊，
对，然后他很高兴的带我去做早课地方，还告诉我说要注意什么什么什么，然后甚至因为我们讲好是100块人民币，我要多给他，我很小气，我从来不会多给，
对，
我要多给他都不愿意收，
他不愿意收，
然后从那时候你就会觉得， 那种感觉就是好像啊，就你会觉得你是世界上最幸运的人，
最幸运的，对对对，
然后其实比较特别就是在那边做早课
哦，
因为那边太阳出来是八点，
对，
因为冬天，那早课是五点半，
啊，
其实我第一晚我有一点不是很想去，
嗯，
可是我觉得我一定要去，因为那是我来住这边，
对对，
就一定要这样
啊，是的，
然后我就去了。其实他们的早课很特别，就是哦，他前面大概十五分钟只有一个轮值的和尚在那边敲钟，边敲他是边唱
啊，对，
他是集中，他应该那个叫集中，
呀呀，集中集中，
然后一边集一边唱，然后一阵子之后就变击鼓
啊，
那个当下我真的好，因为你。其实都没有人，只有我一个人坐在，除了那个monk
轮椅的，轮椅的。
然后我坐在那边，我真的觉得，哇！我整个眼泪真的就是，
对对对，
你会觉得他好像把你当人的委屈通通都给，
对对对，
都给唱出来。然后你会发现，你以前我以前觉得我的 practice 方式是好像在赎罪。
啊，对对。
可是从那一刻开始，我觉得我是很幸运，而且是很开放的。
哦、
那一刻，你会觉得，啊、真的是非常的。那我觉得，我真的是世界上最幸运的人，
最幸运的人。嗯、
对。然后他那个脊骨跟脊中，那我都跟我女儿没有跟我去做早课，我还跟她说你应该去。那个比 CD 还好听
啊，是哦，
因为那种它击鼓不是那种这样子敲起来，
对对对，
它是
有一个 rhythm 的啊，
对，然后它唱到让你觉得你的心是开起来的，
对对，开起来的，
然后你会那时候当下你真的觉得
那个 vibration，
对对对，
很厉害啊，
然后当然那边有。我很熟悉的感觉，可是那种熟悉的感觉跟我去尼泊尔，虽然那也是很熟悉的感觉，可是尼泊尔那个是有一点悲苦的
啊，对，嗯，
可是这边是
很
喜
悦
的，
喜悦的，
然后让你觉得啊，我真的不会信的那种感觉，
是吧？对，嗯，
然后就像隔天的话。我觉得因为换另外一个人 他叫我我去到的时候他还没开始唱，
嗯，
其实基本上他唱的我都听不懂
啊，
因为他们的四川口音非常的重，
对对，不一样，啊，
然后他们完全没有 chanting book 的
啊，没有了，啊，
因为他们不需要，
对对对，
他也不会给我 chanting book 的，
啊，不会，
所以我只是坐在那边，然后隔天就是我去到他还没开始，所以那个师父叫我把所有的油灯通通点
亮，哇，杀掉杀掉杀掉，
他给我一根香，他是用香来点油灯，
对对，
我在点，其实我完全听不到他在唱什么，
呀呀，
然后你在点的时候，其实我有点心急，因为我点的速度太慢，因为总共有四个 order table 嘛。
哦、oh, ，OK。
然后用香点，然后我慢慢点，慢慢点。那可是你会觉得说，原来这个就是修行的过程。
Yeah, yeah, patient, patient。
对，然后你会觉得，嗯，每个油灯就好像每个人的一生一样。
对对对，
然后有的时候是你很难点，有的时候是很容易点。
对对对。
然后其实。可能最后的结果都是一样，都是点好的。然后，总而言之，我会觉得我很开心。
是的，是的，是的。
那就像我刚刚一开始讲的，我觉得我很幸运， yeah. 甚至我有跟我的女儿到金顶。其实应该说，我们到的那一天开始，整个成都跟甚至万年是整个是笼罩在。很浓的雾里面，
对对，雾里面的啊。
可是我到金顶是，太阳高照，
哇塞！
所以我有看到云海，
对，
然后我看得非常清楚，我就觉得 不是啦，我当然没有那么伟大，我也没，我只是觉得，已经帮我照亮了前面的路，我应该继续，所以我会觉得，虽然没有什么很神奇的故事，可是我觉得我真的很满足。
Yeah, not only 满足，because a lot of things happen because you have the affinity there, and it's meant to be.Otherwise, it cannot happen like that on. Yeah. It's like you are so blessed, so lucky, so protected, so guided. Everything falls into place. It's always like that for those who are sincere.
然后甚至哦，我其实很想买一个普贤的 statue， 可是其实都很贵，然后也不容易。除了几座庙里面有之外，其实很难找。
对。
可是真的很贵，我没有买。
很贵。
可是呢？我回到成都之，因为我是前后
啊，
前后的晚上是在成
都，
我是住在文殊院，
文
殊院就是满洲水的天的。那我跟我女儿，就那一天早上要回的那天早上，我们就走着这样子走出来。
啊，它外面是一条街来的，
对，
有很多店的。
对，然后啊，不知道怎样，就是让我看到。一尊满洲师的 stage，
普贤
的 stage， 我女儿还跟我说高兴了哈，
傻的，
因为我女儿知道我很想买
一尊，
可是我真的都找不到，可是到最后我要走的那一天就这样子经过，其实就算。文殊院那边其实大部分都是卖观音啊，
对，
沙嘎牟尼啊，
对，
其实
普
贤不多
啊，不多。
然后就是让我看到了，
哇，
然后我就很高兴，然后我女儿就背着那个普贤，因为蛮重的，它是铜做的，它是铜的，然后我觉得哇，
幸运啊，
怎么会从头到尾我都那么幸运？
是喽，
然后我就会觉得。我必须要把握这个幸运，
对，
因为既然开了这扇窗口，让我觉得这是非常正面的，
对，
不再是以前那种很
不一样了，
对，
嗯、
然后你会觉得
不一样，嗯，
好像就那条路已经
啊，很清楚了的，
对，
很清楚了的，
所以你会觉得，
那你的那个 faith unshakable。真的，你的那个信心真的不能摇动了的 ，because it's like that one， otherwise 不能够这样的 ，it cannot be like that。
对，你会觉得说怎么会有这种事情呢？
对，it can never be like that one。That's why those who walk the spiritual path they will know one。The things that happen really like I used to tell you, you think it's like fairy tale.It's more fantastic than fairy tale. Then you will come to know how come like that one. No reason one. You plan also cannot plan like that one. It's better than if they allow you to plan nature, it also won't turn out so nice, so perfect. Everything just fall into place. Oh, that is what the cultivation is all about. Because your vow, your affinity, nature's law will just arrange for you.This is your reward, actually. That's why it was actually predicted before she went. Because somebody, I think the higher being already mentioned, then because she can't go during that trip, because the GST or this thing, so she got to stay. Then luckily she stayed. Then later on, when we came back, I told her about the thing. Then she said, yeah, she planned the trip with the doctor. And the doctor decided to go with her. She also very happy, very surprised.Then the trip really, really happened. That's why when you have the affinity, it's like that one. No matter how, alone also you will go on, you will travel. And you just imagine China, you know, alone with the doctor, you know, go and stay meow. Chu, you got or not? You go China, got stay in a meow. Or not? Oh, you know. You should try one of these days, adventurous a bit. Oh, yeah. 很好，很好，杀掉。So, 那一尊你买多少钱？ 那个桶了。哇，杀掉哦！哇，很便宜咯，300块。我知道，啊，是咯。你有缘分的时候啊，真的很便宜的，就好像我在寒山寺啊，哎，都有的 old lady 80 years old， 嗯 ，send to me， 卖我20块人民币吧 ，original painting 了，not by the artist 啦 ，but it is done up like the original one， very nice， 寒山寺，啊 ，the poem with the 寒山寺 thing there， and with the box everything nicely frame up 哈。It is like a real China painting. It's perfect. 20 ringgit. And it just come like that. The old lady just smile and walk towards me. Actually, when you are there, a lot of these China people, they come and sell to you one. They rush all over. They're very funny that day. That trip I went to Han San Si that time. I saw so many, then I decided to just walk separately.So I walk another way to go to the bus. So they all were all there. So as I walk, when I make a turn about to go to the bus, then I saw far away, you know, about 100 meters away, you know, one old lady, you know, smiling, you know, then carry this with the two hands like that. Oh, very strange. You know. Smile all the way and didn't even say anything. You know. Then in front of me, just offer the thing. You know. Then I look at her, you know,I said, 我可以买吗？ She just smiled. She just give to me. 我说多少钱？ She just smiled. Then after that, I said, 20 yuan. Well, when she mentioned 20 yuan, I know genuine one, not the one corner. But I can feel also. Then I wanted to give her more. No, she don't want. This 20 yuan. It's meant, like you know, it's meant for you. Then she just sell to me, you know. Actually, she wants to offer, but I think there's a reason why she wants to collect us. Then after that, she just walk for a short distance. Then after that, I turn, no more already. No more there already. After I accept, I walk forward to my bus. Then she walk. Then after that, I curious. You know. I want to turn and see where she go. You know. I turn, no more already. So how you explain all this thing? Then someone might, you like very lucky or no? Just like what happened to you. Then everything just fall into place. Oh, they meant to be will be or no? And people are very nice to you. They will guide you, explain to you. You will not meet up with all those who wants to like prey on you and con you or deceive you. Then the weather, everything very, very kind. And everything like,meant to be and fall into places like that. That's why for her case she experienced it, which is very beautiful. Like she said, her singing, like she felt she is the luckiest. How come so lucky? And never before this type of experience. And somehow she went alone with the daughter. Not even in a group or what. That's why when you have affinity, things will happen and manifest. So we should rejoice, huh?Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you so much for the sharing. 很好，很好。金顶，在金顶上面 ，apart from the when you were at the summit, apart from the sunny sunshine or something, when you went around, anything else happened?
其实哦，因为我很赶，因为
哦不够时间。
万年是 the cable car 是6点关。
对。
我到金顶的时候已经3点了。
哎呦，哦，没有什么时间了。
所以变成我只能绕3圈。
对。
我的女孩一直催我，因为还要走下去。
对，还要走下去，它一段路嘛。
那可是你在上面，你觉得万里晴空。
对。
然后。
你的 heart very beautiful。
然后你会觉得。好像所有的乌云真的就是不见了。
对啊。
然后，那时候你的肺会觉得
very strong，
对，
非常。那你看普贤的时候，他有没有跟你笑？
没有啦。可是，可是我很高兴，因为我就绕了3圈，然后我觉得。 人生至此就是不枉人生就是如此。
对对对，那你有进去里面看吗？
哦，有有有，
啊、
我女儿在外面，我反而、
啊、跑进去、啊，
跑进去、
哦哦，漂亮哦，里面漂亮
哦，
嗯、
哦，是了是了，
里面很漂亮、嗯、啊，撒掉哦，很好很好。连他旁边还有几个庙、
啊嗯、那个我就都没有去，因为我真的来不及了。
对对，你有点灯吗？
哦，没有，
哦没有，
我就是只有绕三圈、
啊、对对，
我就赶快下山了、
啊、因为 你的 affinity with 普贤 is just to do that、to pay respect、then to have gratitude towards her nature for protecting you, guiding you and blessing you、因为菩萨道是这样，你一定要有那个 affinity with this great bodhisattva and great beings or samasambuddha。 Yeah, every half an hour、嗯、
啊对，然后他们就在那边骂等半个小时才坐得到那个 cable car、
啊对嗯、
他们说夏天就很可怕了。
对对对， a lot of people,、a lot of people。
甚至带我上去万年寺的那一个、他就说其实如果是夏天的话，但那万年寺那个 cable car 也是要排两三个钟头。
yeah, yeah, 排两三个钟头，对啊对啊、
所以我说哦 lucky 我是冬天来
lucky, 冬天来、啊是哦Very lucky,
不过冬天很少人，
很少人
住在那边，
很少人、因为冷啊，很冷、
不过他们那边的生活其实是非常清苦的。
对对对，
我住在那边，我有吃他们的饭
啊 ，very plain 啊、
不是不是啊，那个真的是只有叶子，
哦叶子，
他连豆腐都没
有
的，
都没
有
啊，是，
他不同于我。我最后那一天我有到三角那个报国寺，我也是去吃
他的。哦，报国寺啊，
他那个就豪华一点，
好豪华很多了。报国寺豪华很多了。
他那上面吃的完全是叶子而已哦，
对对对，
而且还都是冷的。
啊，冷了，全部冷的，一下子就冷了咯，因为在那边很冷哦。
对对对，没有，我其实只有到万年寺、金顶，还有
yeah,
还有报国寺。
报国寺，
报国寺本来我没有要去的，可是因为那个报。bus， 他说没有人要去高铁站哦，你在这边下车吧。哦，报国寺，好吧，反正还有时间，我就进去。
对，
所以表示我也应该要进去。
呀呀，报国寺不错的啊，我们也有 visit that place。
我在想哦，如果我没有住那个房间，我单单吃那个饭都会生病。
呀，对啊，对啊。
真的。
对对。
它只有叶子，它还不像我们还有草姜。
对对对，没有的，
就是叶子，然后、他还给你吃泡菜跟腌的那些，然后完全没有豆腐，也没有那种根茎叶，就只有叶子而已。
对对对，
多吃
青菜
真的是不能，因为太过凉了，
太过凉了。对对， because of the weather、yeah.
可是他们又都可以哦。
yeah, yeah. No, because they are used to it. They are used to it.
啊，是咯是咯，所以
then 他们是 like 苦行了，
对，而且他们住的其实非常的差。
Yeah,
虽然我是住很贵的，可是我有看到他们的房间，
对，
都是暗暗黑黑，
暗暗黑黑，对，
嗯，
对，对对，
其实都，他外表漂亮是给观光客看。
对对，
它其实里面的生活并不舒服。
Yeah, because it's a very old building, very old building, 前有可能几百年前了，
几千年了，
几千年了，
万年是已经一千多年了，
一千多年了，
对，
的很久。
所以其实那边的修行生活，我认为是不容易，
不容易，不容易，
对，是不容易的。
那个真的 ，you need a lot of perseverance, a lot of faith.Then to cultivate that actually is not easy, like what Hui Rong came to experience. Because that place, the weather is very, very severe, very cold, especially during winter. Then the conditions are very, very bare, very simple. Yeah, one answer. Yo, we went, one answer we went. Huh? No.Middle, quite high. The bottom one is where we buy this, all this thing on. 那个是什么禅寺啊？万佛， one for 禅师是吧？啊，the one on the foothill 啊。嗯。嗯。全部忙的啊，对对。No no no， 万年寺是忙。啊啊，the other one is not 。But the one at the foothill one is the best。In the sense that it's not so cold, then very big. The temple is very big. I think 万年禅寺是吧？啊，万佛禅寺啊，这样。禅院啊，万佛禅院啊 ，I think。学校，学校啊 ，training center with the exhibition everything， 把很大很大。那个 the abbot 很出名的，你知道吗？啊，他有请信音法师去做法会那些的。You remember the first temple we visit when we arrive at Ermesan, the foothill there? Ah, the evening lah. Ah, then they under construction the extension. Then the lady, 师姐, took us inside. Ah, then we go and buy all these things, remember? At the end. Then we do donation. Then that place, a lot of very nice CD and all these Buddha images. Then they got a lot of this very nice, what they call...like beads and all those things, the Buddhist item. Very strong, very good. Actually, the whole place, Ermesan. Even at Sichuan, at Chengdu, we already felt the energy, Chengdu itself. The airport before it land, I already felt that whole place.Then as we move, wow, stronger and stronger and stronger. Then we were very lucky we saw all the four seasons. 你有看到下雪吗？
没有啦，我到
这里
的时候其实
不是路 on the way down， 回来的时候。
看到它下来。
No， 没有看到好像 winter 这样 certain area certain stretch with all the snow everything 没有看到。
我
今年看到。Sorry， 你没有去九寨沟啊？那个是在九寨沟看到的 ，Sorry。Yeah， 峨眉山 ，Yeah，Good， 三六，Okay，we still got half an hour， So we can continue 啊。Any reporting？ Oh， still got 35 minutes。Anybody want to report meditation？ Or ask any particular question？ Pass the mic to Mimi， 三六。
Testing 1, 2, 3. I remember I go to Ermesan the first trip. The center temple, 万年寺, is it? And my friend, she met this monk. This monk gave her a gong an.
Gong an.
I think they call it gong an.
Gong an.
The gong an is look into...The three emptiness and the four endurance. So when she tell me this to me is, you know, I'm a banana, so it doesn't really. I got no lah, but you know, I didn't stick into my mind. So the second trip that I went, especially in Wan Yin Si, the center temple. I was having some situation, so I reflect and contemplate on it. I already have the answer. So when I was there, especially the last temple, I actually kneel in front of Pusian.
Pusian, yeah.
I said, whatever I reflect and contemplated, is it in line with the cultivation?
Yeah.
If it's not in line with the cultivation, let me know. That time I also never thought of this gong an thing. Then the answer came, actually, he said, you have to look into it, and this experience will let you see more of the real nature of the sentient beings. So he said, whatever you have reflected, don't worry, it's in line with it. So I was like very happy. Then of late, I have this some situation with my sister. Then I was like reflecting, contemplating. Then this thing came into me.
Yeah, father.
At the four endurance.
Yeah.
So then I said, okay, four endurance. Because, you know, I don't know Mahayana Sutta. So I called my friend Caroline. I said, hey, this three emptiness. San Kong. Siren. That is a Mandarin word. I say, what is the four endurance? The San Kong, I already have reflected. I agaga tau lah. Then she gave me this thing. So I wrote down. That's why I want Brother Teo to enlighten me a little bit.
Can, yeah.
He said the first endurance is self-endurance.
Mm.
I mean, her explanation to me lah. The second endurance is endurance towards sentient beings.
Mm.
That's where the answer I dapat lah. The third one is the endurance towards Dharma. I think Dharma is not the Buddha Dharma. It's probably the phenomena or whatever. Mm. And maybe that's why I
need.
Never
mind. It's okay. Yeah.
Of course, the last one is the best. Wu Sen Fa Ren. I think Mrs. Teo gave it to me. So when I hear this, and I actually spent a few days contemplating on it.
Mm.
And I think I agaga know what is it, and I know the cultivation path.
Mm.
So I was filled with joy, and that's the reason why when the first time he already gave me this gongan, but I actually didn't really put in my mind. So now it come back to me, and with all this, and this thing just came to me.
Mm.
And now I'm sitting here, the four basic vow of Bodhisattva. Mm. So I see the second one is to endure.
All the section.
So I say, I must ask this question.
Yeah.
So, Ratio, I would sincerely hope you can further enlighten me on this four endurance.
Okay,
although I have my reflected and contemplated,
sadhya.
I really want
that
enlightenment from you.
You see, the Mahayana, they tend to break down all this Dhamma, or what they call the teaching. Then they actually break it down and expand on it. But when you understand, actually, the Theravada tradition is enough. It covers everything, except that they break it down, anasana. Like it says San Kong. Actually, it's just emptiness. Understand? Kong, choose a Kong. But they break it down. Then they say Dhamma also empty. Fa Kong. Understand? Then heart also empty. Sing Kong. Then the phenomenal world is also empty. Understand? Means all Dhamma are empty of characteristics. So it's actually Kong. Understand? But it depends on how you break it down. But when you go the Bodhisattva way, you have to reflect and contemplate until very, very clear. That's why this third vow is very important. To cultivate and penetrate all Dhammas. If you don't do this, you cannot understand the first two. It's only after you have interpenetrated all Dhammas, you have cultivated all understanding, then only you can have the wisdom to understand living being. Understand? Then only you can endure whatever happened. Whatever will be. Wait, actually, I just finished this. First. Then the other one is to endure whatever perception. Means to endure all perception. You see, perception is all the problems that you confront. Or all the situation that you confront while doing this work. Well, the first vow is to liberate all being. Then as you go through life, you have to endure. And the other important understanding. After you endure, you have to severe all this. That's why I put a stroke there, severe all the section. Means whatever that can make normal people miserable, you not only can endure, you can understand and you can severe all this so that there will not be a situation or a problem to torment you and cause you to like doubt or shaken your faith. That's why you will be able to endure and severe all the section, whatever. What you need are three things, you remember? That day I wrote up there. You must have the faith, okay? Then sincerity. The third one is what? Perseverance. As long as you have faith and sincerity, you persevere, the Bodhisattva way will be there. You will fulfill, you will finish. Because Amitabha, so heavy, so difficult, also he was able to fulfill. So there is no other vow that cannot be fulfilled. Because pure land also he created. But the secret of all this success is you must connect and develop affinity with all the great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. That's like Jie Yan. Very important. Because the moment you cultivate affinity, then you have faith and sincerity and you persevere, their vows will take you along. Everything will fall into place. So the moment you cultivate the third vow to penetrate all Dhamma, then you will understand all the nature's law that governs life and existence. Then you will know why certain living beings are like that. Why certain living beings are like that. Then like she was told to light the candle with the joystick, you know, not with a candlelight. You know. And you know how difficult, you know. Some are very difficult to light, you know, because it's itchy. It's a that little heat there, you know, and you need to blow it. Some are so cold, you know. And sometimes you don't have the patience, you cannot light. So living beings are like that, you know. Some you can light and take across very fast, you know. Some are very, very difficult, you know. Light as light and light, like no response. So living beings are like that. So when you come to doing this work, to liberate living beings, there are so many living beings, all of different behavior, characteristic, and karmic background. If you don't have this penetrative, interpenetrative wisdom and understanding, you cannot handle, you cannot deal, and you cannot understand them. If you cannot understand them, how are you going to liberate them? That's why when I teach, when I share, if I go by textbook one, I should die one. Because everyone is so different, and how can you feel them? How can you understand them? It's because of this understanding. That's why I only need to have this nature that can sense. Then this nature can tell me a lot of things. Then from what happened to that person, because the nature's law is like that. You are born of your karma, head of your karma, condition and support. Right? You are what you are because of karma. So whatever happened to you, living being cannot understand, but you understand. Without karma, you don't have this type of condition. You cannot come like that one. You cannot meet me like that one. And you cannot have faith in this type of teaching one. And you cannot have affinity with like Kuan Yin or whichever Bodhisattva one. Yeah. Then how come like when the Uthai San, maybe the tears came, then for Huirong is Ame San. Ame San, many people, Brother Song also same, also Ame San, my wife, Joyce also, then a few more. Then earlier on, Chiu Hua San also same. Then Puto-san is even more. That's why this trip we have to go again because Puto-san, a lot just joined one, they didn't go. And they already knew they need to go. That's why they've been asking me. Then that day, very funny, you know, after Yun Chan asked, he says, quite a number requested. I said, no, lah, I normally go already, I don't go. Then immediately after Tuesday class, he asked, I went to Thursday class, after the class, one whole group of them all talked to me and asked, relative, you taking anybody to Puto-san? I say, why, you haven't been there? Oh, everybody say, haven't been. Oh, Mi Fong haven't been. Only Alien went recently. And Alien some more say, he wants to go again if I leave. Oh, I say, like that. Oh, okay, lah, we organize. I say, I let Yun Chan know that we organize. That's how it all come about. It fall into place. So, this type of what they call Bodhisattva vow and the three types of pure precept, they are fundamental to cultivation to go this way. especially the three type of pure precepts. The first two precepts, you know, these are already extended, you know, to cover all. First one is to avoid all evil, you know. So you don't only 227 precepts, monk. You know. Everything not in the 227 also is covered. You have to avoid all evil. So that is the first precept. The second precept is to cultivate all virtue, you know, leading to the 10 perfection. You understand? So that's why it's an unending one. Understand? You have to cultivate until you perfect them. No, not just absence of evil. No, all the wholesomeness, all the merits, all the blessing. You have to cultivate until you can perfect them. No, even like generosity, yeah? Respect, like Pusen's vow. Huh? Very simple, 10 vow, but he did it so extensively through her wisdom. No, until it becomes so magnificent. No, understand? Very simple vow, Pusen. No? Yeah. You remember? He just vowed to make offerings to all the Buddhas of the three period of time, to pay respect to all the Buddhas of the three period of time, to invite them to stay in the world, to invite them to share the Dhamma and all those things. These are very simple, isn't it? But because of his understanding, he can one bow to all the Buddhas of the three period of time, you know, because through his manifestation body, he just do it one shot. And it's so powerful. That's how it connect. Then he is the one that repent, ask for forgiveness from all living beings. No? Understand? No? That's why he very powerful. One repentant from all living beings of the three period of time. No? Past, present and future. No? It's not only of the past. That's why the vow are very simple but very profound because of her understanding. Then all the various different bodhisattva, they came, they have different vows. So these are all the various great beings that can help liberate living beings. First is to plant the seed of Bohi, understand? Plant the seed of Bohi is like Tizang Wang Pusa, try to clear the hell. Wherever he can, he liberate living beings, out of hell first, understand? Then he create condition for you to plant the seed of Bohi. And then after that you cultivate. Then Sakyamuni come. Sakyamuni is to develop the wisdom first. He go the sainthood way. He just teach you the handful of leaf, for noble truth, go. Then after that, you will create affinity, all the four Pusa. Then all the great bodhisattva, Kuan Yin will protect you, guide you, bless you. Then after that, you will meet Pusen, special vow. You will meet this Wensu, wisdom one. Then Amitabha, pure land all. So many, even Yao Si for help and all, see. Then you will go, understand? Then your nature will move. Then as you transform and move, you will go beyond these four basic vows. You will understand your peculiarity as a bodhisattva. Then you have your own special vow. I got one very special vow. I didn't know until this life I recall it. Because I was on vegetarian earlier on during my cultivation. Yeah, it just naturally go. Then after a while, I realized this body is not suitable. Not suitable. Then I reflected, I come back, how come like that? Then I just silent. Then suddenly inside, the answer came. He said, you have a vow. I said, what vow? Then he tell me, you have vow to take across all beings, you know, who arise as food on your table. You know. That's all. So that's why I say you become fish, become all this pig and all those things, as long as there is condition for this nature to eat. If how to take them all across. So it doesn't mean that you are born as fish anymore, you got no chance. So that's why you must have affinity. But every life I come, out of the billions and billions of tons of this fish animal, how much do I eat? Every day I only can eat a small amount. Maybe every day only how many of this being, yeah? Maybe maximum 3 or 5, understand? Maybe sometimes I eat fish, I eat pork, and then one animal and one fish, then one chicken, understand? So how many a day? Even 10 a day. 1 year is only how many? 3,000 over, compared to the billions. Some of you could be, but long time ago. Then after that, you evolve, no, understand? Because when this nature have that vow, then when there is condition, if they have a chance to become living being, then when my nature arise, somehow they will connect one. Yeah. But when they connect, they very child, understand? Very child, and you know, they cannot understand one, very slow one. And these are the one who have affinity, but not to the mouth. Through the food I eat. So very different. You all very different. You all got your own Dhamma. And most of you all come because of the Dhamma. So different affinity, different Bodhisattva, they will know what their speciality is. Because I reflected and contemplated, how can I liberate beings if I just restrict to the normal practice? So if I make this vow, at least, whatever that land on the table as food for me has affinity. And this vow will create causes and conditions for them to be liberated when the time comes. So that's why you have to actually have the understanding. If there is condition for things to happen, it will happen. Then, to elaborate more on endurance. Endurance can be in many forms. You have to endure the harsh weather, the harsh condition in life. You have to endure severe practices, understand? That's why that perseverance, that faith, and the sincerity, you have to persevere. Then you have to endure. Then like Sabba Asavak Sutta, you have to endure certain nature's reality, understand? The form will go the way of nature. Then when you liberate beings, you have to endure the different types of living beings, understand? Then just now they mentioned about Dhamma is the subdivision, but Dhamma is about nature's truth, understand? All of nature's reality, you have to endure the weather, the living beings. Yeah, all this constitute Dhamma, understand? Then the unconditioned is the same. You have to endure. Where the unconditioned is the cessation part, the enlightenment part. But when you are in that, the mind is different. It's completely cut off. Understand? So, to go into that state, they call the what patient endurance. Samadhi of the patient endurance means you really, really need to have patience. You must not be in a haste, understand? Like you just want to quickly realize the cessation. Cannot. The moment you have that, it will block you. That's why when you have patient endurance, if the condition is like that, no matter how long you cultivate, you don't go and like very, very unhappy with yourself. Understand? How come I try so hard, I try so long, there is still no result? Then the mind will start to take over and through the back door come back and deceive you again. But if you have patient endurance, you tell yourself, as long as I persevere, this way will be there. Then you continue to do. Don't try to know. Understand? Then when you meet obstacle, because the sincerity will take you across. But when you are sincere with the faith, with the affinity, nature's law will actually guide you. That's why your path will be very clear. But you every time also, without enough patience and endurance, you react. Then you become frustrated. Then you give up. Then sometimes you end up like certain cultivator. They got so fed up. They give up everything. Then they just go and live a normal life. Then they get into trouble and tangle again. Then they lost the way again. Understand? That's why heedlessness is very dangerous. Patient endurance is very important. Always remember the three things. The faith, the sincerity, and perseverance. This will take you through, no matter how hard. Buddhas take so many world cycles. What is just one life? Understand? Compared to what they did, nothing. So don't complain. Patient endurance. The word should be there. Huh? patient endure. You must endure with wisdom and patience. Mimi, does that answer your question? Yeah. So don't worry about how they subdivide. No matter how they subdivide, once they mention the words, you will understand. Because you have cultivated the whole thing, you will understand. That is just word that they use to divide. That's why ultimately the Buddha just teach sunyata, anatta. The two are the same meaning. Anatta covers everything, actually. But Theravada tradition very funny. Because the Theravada tradition, they teach anatta as non-self. Every time they just say it's non-self. That's why I cannot understand. Because the Buddha in many places in the teaching make it very clear, it's not only non-self. Non-self is just a very small part of anatta. When he talked about the five aggregate, remember? The mangchan. Rupang, anichang. Then rupang, anatta. No? Means form is impermanent. Hey, form is non-self. This fellow is not a living thing. That's why anatta is not non-self. Because rupang is anatta. Anatta means what? Not a permanent, unchanging entity that you can hold on to, grasp on to, and cling on to and say, this is me. This is a, that is the real meaning. And because they are conditioned arising, impermanent, causal phenomena, that's why it's empty. The meaning of anatta is not permanent, unchanging entity. That's why it's empty. Empty of whatever. Understand? Because originally, the source, there was nothing, the unconditioned. That's why from zero come one. Then one come infinity. Understand? We are through the creation process, the thought. Understand? The first thought of ignorance create the rest. Then you have life after life, the segmented life, then karma, everything. Then, like, the mind, right, things. That's why from zero, the source, come one. First thought of ignorance, then infinity. So when you understand what creation is, in order to return, you have to cease all creation. That's why you have to return all of external phenomena world back to the consciousness. Understand? Actually, it's the mundane mind, which is the consciousness. Then the consciousness to the true nature. Then from the true nature back to the source, the void. That's why I taught you all under the what they call Heart Sutta and the Surangama Sutta, the four stages of transformation. Initially from the source, there is only this pure awareness. Then the pure awareness through delusion, a single thought or ignorance, condition the consciousness. Understand? So consciousness create the phenomenal world. Understand? Then the knower become the segmented life, living being. Then you become the traveler in time and space. Then consciousness create all the... Everything you become conscious that have meaning come from consciousness. And it's from consciousness that all this form come about. Because energy is equals to mass times C squared. Einstein theory. That's why from energy, consciousness, it can actually transform to form. Form are trapped energy, understand? Because of the mass. Times C squared release the energy. That's why they know, scientists, uranium, all the things, they can release a lot of energy. We are E equals MC squared. C is the speed of light, you know, very big number, 186 miles per second. You know. And that number, when you release it, even 1 milligram of mass, can release a lot of energy. That's why the uranium bomb, the atomic bomb, the neutron bomb, a little bit of uranium on it can release that devastating type of nuclear explosion. Yeah, when it hit the critical mass, it get out of control, then it just... So all this, you can come to understand when you develop the cultivation. So understanding is the most important. That's why when you understand that this true nature, this mind,
the unconditioned can actually develop the understanding, then meditation is very simple. You only need to transcend the mundane mind or train the mundane mind to be quiet. When the mundane mind doesn't stir and cloud your nature, then the awareness shines forth. Then when it's silent, you can connect. The moment you connect, through this silent mind, this awareness, the pure awareness, this nature can see things as they are, but you got no knowing on. So there is clarity. But then you understand through the conscious mind, the aggregate. But the direct seeing is very important without the thought. Then it awakens. When it awakens, the nature understands. Then only the words come out. That's why after that, the form and mind is no longer deluded. You can say the form and mind enlightened. But that fellow is not you. That fellow is the conditioned arising entity, karmically conditioned out for you to use, to live, to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life, then to use it for cultivation. But because of ignorant, living being, deluded by their own ignorance, self-delusion, they grasp and cling and create their own suffering. Then karma take over. Then that segmented line, light after light, they cling onto that fire aggregate of form and mind. That's how they fail to understand what this fire aggregate of form and mind is. Then they become a slave to it. Then they forgot who they are. It's just like you have lost for so long, you forgot that your original nature is so beautiful. So all of the Dhamma that the Buddha taught is to let you understand that this phenomenal world is not what you think they are. They have these universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering, state and non-self. But what complicates matter is within the conditioned world, this nature's law recognizes relationship. There is such thing as you and me, loved one, parent, children. And because of that, they become very confused. Because the ultimate truth is, he no you, he no me. So these two like totally contradictory. Then like the Heart Sutta, when Kuan Yin Bodhisattva or Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, after she became enlightened, she realized the fire aggregate of form and mind was empty. And in true emptiness, he no you, he no me. There is no four noble truth also. No Dhamma. No one born, no one sick, no one die. No one to attain. So all this, you will come to understand. That's why it is so difficult to penetrate the Buddha Dhamma. Because the ultimate truth is the total opposite of the conditioned world. What the living being through delusion think and believe. So that's why it's very difficult. Then to live life, you need to understand both. Then you need to use this form and mind with the understanding that the conditioned world is like that. The nature's law that governs life and existence. The Buddha referred to that five aggregate of form and mind. And that one is born of karma. Here to your karma, conditions, and you are what you are because of karma. And that one is the five aggregate. Not the true nature. True nature never die, never born. That's why nothing to do with karma. But because of that, they confuse themselves. Every time they come, karmically conditioned, they think that is them. That's why Sakkaya Ditti keep on accumulating, build up, and it cannot liberate and free until the sasana come, until the teaching is available, until you have the condition to connect. Unless you have your own understanding that you inherit and you choose to come during period where there is no sasana. These are only possible for great bodhisattvas. Otherwise, very difficult. They have to come during sasana. During sasana, they come and they perfect themselves. They continue to perfect themselves. That's why during the arising of a Sammasambuddha, there is a lot of this early stage bodhisattva. They keep on coming. During the time, they can learn and relearn and perfect their perfection and continue their cultivation. When sasana is not around, it's very difficult. Unless your vow is already powerful enough, every life you come, you connect. Okay, we still got how many minutes? Oh, 6 minutes. Any more questions? No. Oh, Anne also went somewhere. I was told. Where did you go? You just came back from somewhere. Right? Oh, Indonesia. Bodo. Oh, how was it? Okay, that place is ancient city. The ruin, you saw the ruin. Oh, rebuilt already. Oh, not very nice. Okay. Not there. No more already. But a lot of those non-human. Where? Which place? Oh, not at Borobudur. Another part of it. That's why you will know. Tirada temple. Actually, at the place where there is the Dhamma, the energy is there. You will be very surprised. You know why the Subhanjaya, the statue, the Brickfield temple, the statue, they got a lot of energy. Because all the cultivator or monks or devotee, when you pay respect, you are sincere with your faith, the energy go in. That's why I say Thursday class and Saturday class, we need this solid marble or granite type of statue because it can retain the energy. Very strong. Your Sakyamuni is very strong. Yes. It's very strong. And this Kuan Yin also very strong. You know what happened, my wife? You see the Xing Jing up there? She received the tapeto similar with all the wording earlier on from Wu Mei. The thing just came. Then today we frame it up, ready. I will put it up later on. Where? She will show you. Very nice. They bought from China, I think. It's exactly the same though. That's why now the Heart Sutta came, the tapeto came, the statue came. I never do anything. And some more big one, not small. When I saw it in Ermei Sana, exactly when we were at Ermei Sana, he received instruction from the higher being to offer this one. That's why when I received from that Michael Lu, I said, this is beautiful. Then you know the next reply is, is it offered to you? I said, for no reason, why offer to me? He said, meant to be. He replied, meant to be. So you see, when you are on the path of cultivation, all this will happen, arise. No, this is Papicho. That is Xing Jing. That is Xing Jing. These two... They also got affinity. They go and buy. No, these are the great teaching of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Tape Cho is the 88th name of her manifestation. You all chant one, you remember? Putoye, putoye, one ah, remember? Putoye, putoye. Itui, 很漂亮. Then the statue also came. So everything just came and fall into place. We haven't decided.
But it's meant to be. Today just came from the shop. The shop call up. Is it ready already? You can call it. Because this Sakyamuni Buddha that Chui received is meant to be also. And she also very smart, very wise, is it? You have to put it at your place first, because she was not around at that time. Then I say, after you come back, you can take it. No, after Chinese New Year. After April. Okay, sorry. Because it's very comfortable here. And fully charged, waiting for her to take any time. It's very beautiful. Then after that one gone, this one puts in and Kuan Yin stay together. Because they have affinity. That's why I don't... Actually, my nature is strange. I don't like to wear things on, jewelry, all this thing. I don't like to have all these things on. But they keep on coming. They keep on coming. Your support. No, somebody put it here. One. All this, except the center one and the Kuan Yin is mine. The rest are all people one. That one is the Sakyamuni at the extreme left, right, extreme left to you all, is Joyce one. Joyce has put here very long. Almost 1 year. I think 1 year plus already. She was the first to request. Then Song also got one. Song, after she took back, then not long, she went to Rayong. Because of the fate. He put here for 6 months, I think. I remember. He has taken back long ago. Before he went to Rayong, a few months before he went to Rayong. Then I think these two stupa is from Jin Hao. They got relics on them. You see, the thing is, when you put it here, the vibration will go in. And because of this wisdom energy and this vibration, you have the faith. Then you are sincere, there will be a response. Because the triple gem is like that. You listen, this part I seldom share with you. I did mention a few times, but I don't think anyone really pay attention. You see, my this second last teacher also got tell me. He said, the nature of the Buddhas and all the great beings, Bodhisattva, they are ever radiating. You know for who or not? Only for the cultivators of the way. Understand? Cultivator of the way. You must be real cultivator. Then their nature keep on radiating one. And you will receive one. That's why when you have the Dhamma, like the Buddha said, he who sees the Dhamma sees me. That's why that nature will come really. Then the faith in the triple gem become unshakable. Then you keep on drawing all this. But how much you can draw depends on your affinity with them. That's why Pusen can draw a lot, because her affinity with all the Buddhas of that 3 period of time. That's why her nature is very powerful, Pusen. That's why, because of your connection, this one can actually help you move very, very fast. Because her nature is fantastic one, Asana. Because she connect to all the Buddhas of the 3 period of time through her understanding and through her vow. And she is so powerful. That if you got karmic obstruction, you really pay respect to her and make the aspiration to ask her nature to help you to resolve all this karmic obstruction. Sure gone on that. Because she is so powerful with that vow. And that vow she already actually cultivate for so long. That's why she can actually help many, many living beings who really sincere and cultivate
to develop affinity with Pusen. But Pusen is very low profile compared to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is very compassionate, full of compassion. That's why she is very famous. She has been helping living beings and cultivators all over the world, all over the universe. Her nature manifests because whoever calls upon her name with sincerity, she vows through her vow to help them. There will be a manifestation. Whereas Pusen one is more for cultivator. Then Wensu is wisdom. If you want to connect through the wisdom way, Wensu is very powerful. Then you can learn the great wisdom. Then Ti Chang Wang is more for the hell beings. But the cultivator also can connect to him because he also got his wisdom. But I haven't really read his other vows. I only know he got one very strong vow to liberate all the hell beings. Not until hell is free of all hell beings, he does not want to attain the Sammasambuddhahood. So that vow prevents him from becoming Sammasambuddha. Yeah, it's impossible for hell to be empty of hell beings. Otherwise, like Pure Land, the hell closure. Really, Pure Land don't have the four willful state one, you know, no? You know, no? The Pure Land, you are rebirth there, you definitely cannot go down one. Because there is no hell down there. One. Then there is no Pitta Rhyme. Then there is no animal Rhyme. There is no demon one. All minimum five precept one, living being. That's why you cultivate there. That's why Sakyamuni also got mentioned, there are certain world system, minimum five precept one. There's certain world system, minimum 8 precepts. Oh, these are like the Pure Land. So when you understand, you only need to remember, if you sincerely cultivate, all of their nature, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the great one, the great Bodhisattva, they are ever radiating for the cultivators of the way. And you can feel them one. That's why this life, when this form of mind came, then when it connect and understood, then it realize, oh, no wonder. How come like that one? So perfect one, like everything go your way. Like you are so blessed, so lucky, so well protected and guided. Like everything is there. Because I used to tell you, this form of mind, very fragile one, very vulnerable, very easily die one, I tell you this. If it's not because of the affinity with all these great beings, especially Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin protected this form of mind, this life, 3 times. Otherwise, long ago, 1 year already, it will not have the chance to share with you all, I tell you. 8 years old, I supposed to die. Then later on, 20 years old or so, there was one incident. Then there was another one, I forgot already. 3 incidents. It's supposed to die, but didn't die. So, it's like very magical, you know, during that moment. Like, something came and helped, you know. But that time, 8 years old, I don't know. I cannot understand. I was in a river. I was supposed to be drowned. Then suddenly, the basketball against the current came back to me. Then I just held on to it. Oh, that time. Panic until, straight away, I don't want to swim. I came out, I returned the basketball. And from that day onward, I never entered the Kedah River. I vowed not to go back to Kedah River. I only swim in swimming pool. Oh. That's why very strange. Then there was one time I kena chi mo teng. I was supposed to die that time. Well, I just came out to work. I graduated that time, age 26, I think. Then middle of the night, I want to scale all came out. Very big piece, no? Like fish scale, but very hard one. No? One piece came out like that, no? Middle of the night. Then I didn't know what was there, but after that I recovered. No? But I was very lucky I didn't die. No? Then later on, I went and see my this second last teacher. She got occult on. Then she checked. She said, then she told me, you're very lucky. I said, what happened? She said, your nature saved you. Because the nature there, you're not supposed to die. Your time is not. You are not supposed to die. So from there, they take out all those toxins, then it become like scale everything here. Then
That's why after I take it out, I recover. I was 3 months, very sick, very weak, very fragile. When I was in Alostar that time, honeymoon, I like got food poisoning. Then I went and see a doctor. Then that was my honeymoon to Lake Toba with another classmate. That trip I suffered. Not really very painful type of suffering, but very eerie one. You know it's associated with death one. I saw 3 Indonesian doctors. No? You see their clinic, I tell you. You also dare not take their medication. No proper room one. No? I remember the first one is just a primary school classroom table. No? Sit one corner. You ask my wife follow me. After he check, then he take out from that drawer. Not much medicine on. Then he just give to me. Wow, I say like that. Then the second one got a proper clinic, but you see yourself. But Indonesia was like that that time. That time was 1980, I think. 1980. I graduated in 1979. Then I came back. Straight away admitted Alostar Hospital. Then 3 of my classmates, housemanship doctor, they saw me. He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "I got this pain. Not severe pain, but eerie pain associated with them." So they checked me, diagnosed. They do micro urine, urinary tract infection. Every day they check my blood. They cannot find anything. No. They say, the 4th day they told me they cannot find anything. They say, by tomorrow, when the antibiotic is gone, if they still cannot detect anything, they don't know what to do with me. Then after the 5th day, somehow the pain gone. No. Then they say, no more pain. Ah. We also still don't know what happened to you. But you can be discharged. So, I discharged. That time I was working for JKR, my wife. They asked my pengarah send the letter down. I went to Waterwork, then get him signed, then give to the hospital. Otherwise, I had to pay. Then we got the letter of guarantee. So, I didn't pay. Oh, really. Then that time, I was very weak. My father very lucky. He very smart. He make power sum for me, you know. Then before I drive back, we all had to drive back to Alostar. And my father was very scared. My brother was very scared. He asked a friend to follow me, you know, sit next to me. You know. If anything happened, take over the driver's seat. But I managed to reach PJ. But I was so tired, I tell you. After that, I just slept. Then for 3 months, you know, I was very weak. Very, very weak. Then suddenly that night, oh, this killer come out. Then I recover. Then there was a 3rd incident I forgot already. I remember 3. That's why you must have their protection. Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is very powerful in this sense. Because you must have affinity. Then I realized the nature later tell me your vow, your aspiration, your affinity, Kuan Yin has been guiding you, protecting you, and blessing you for very, very long. Your nature, very, very long. That's why after 1989, when I understood the whole thing, I remember this Kuan Yin. I put it at the altar there when last time, at the old house there. Then I have a lot of gratitude and respect. Then I pay respect to Kuan Yin. There was so much joy. Then you know what happened? Out of the blue, from nowhere, my 8-year-old vision of me swimming in the river, Kedah River, with the basketball coming back to me, suddenly appeared. Then immediately I knew that it was conscious nature that saved, the vow that saved me. That's why I straight away kneeled down and paid respect and thanked Kuan Yin profusely. I said, thank you so much for your guidance, blessings, and protection all this while. That's why I always tell you, pay respect and thank Kuan Yin for whatever protection, guidance, and blessing that the nature has given you. And continue to ask for causes and conditions for her nature to continue to bless, protect, and guide this nature. But this one is very fragile. And I know, if without all this great being's protection, long ago it's gone. It cannot survive because the condition world is very harsh and silent. Even with your so-called good karma, not enough. Because anything can happen, actually. When you start to understand, this form of mind is actually very fragile. Yeah, just twin hazel, I tell you. Huh. You know what is that? Your breath gone. Gone. This so-called life is gone. So fragile. Huh. And for no reason, you heard of people just die like that. A lot. Okay, we better end. We will do the sharing of merits. Okay, sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang rakkantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Itavata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabasampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and those who can receive them. And may they all to be well and happy always. Okay, we will invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo vastatu kalena sasa sampati hetu cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rainfall in due season, may there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers be righteous. Then you make your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patia. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect to Lord Buddha, Kuan Bodhisattva, Pusian, and all the worthy ones. Then we can end. Tonight you got very nice tong sui. My wife make one. You should try. I think it's luck beer. But very well done, just like I tested it. You were like, those who like longan, lian, chi, yi mai, or this thing, yuk chuk. You can try.